And that was day after day, three songs in a row by Tire Biter. Tire Biter will be performing at the Terryville Fair, which is by the Torrington Lions Club. And we're going to have Bob Cormier on the air in a minute. I just had some problems connecting with the phone. It was on my end. And so, Bob, are you there? Hello, Bob? Bob, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How you doing, Bob?
Yes.
Everyone, this is Bob Cormier, District Governor of District 23B. And the reason I'm having him on today on the show is Lions is a large organization. In Connecticut, we're split up into three districts. And Bob is the district governor, the leader of our district. And we have a new one that comes in every year that we elect. And Bob is almost at the end of his term, sadly for us. But we won't miss him because there's other things that he'll do, and he'll always be an active member of the cabinet for the next few years and the council and all that. And the reason why I talk about the district governor and let people know what's entailed is because we're all about serving and volunteerism, and this gentleman puts in many, many hours of traveling and time, and he shows up to every club meeting, at least one club meeting a year, and that's 53 clubs, on top of going to as many events as he can take. Probably not the healthiest job in the world as far as all the eating that you end up doing and at all the pancake breakfasts and all that, Bob. And also, before we get you on the explaining some stuff and addressing everybody, I want to thank you for your service in the United States Marines. Bob is also a veteran, and he can tell you a little bit more where he served and when. And so, Bob, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
And so, Bob, what do you want to talk about first? I'll just ask you, what was probably your most memorable moment this year as district governor?
Inducting new members in the Berlin Lions Club. At one meeting, I inducted four new members that evening, and that's the best part of the job, inducting new members into the organization.
Yeah, I can see why. It's new members are always really excited to come in and start working and doing whatever they can for their community. And you get the opportunity to meet them and see what their club is all bragging on as far as when they come back and get all excited about bringing people in. So that was wonderful. And where did you start out this year? And I'm not talking about in the state. I'm talking about when you were a district governor, you had to go to some training, and I think you should let everyone know where you went and how that came about. So
I left Connecticut the last week of June of last year and flew to Seattle, Washington for 10 days. And that's where the international convention was. And I went through 4 days of intensive training to become district governor. And on Friday, July the 8th of 2011, I was sworn in as a district governor in Seattle, Washington.
Now, how was Seattle? Was there a lot of people at the convention?
There were probably approximately 14,000 Lions and guests at the convention.
Wonderful. Now, International President Tam made a commitment at that convention. You want to tell everybody what it was and then what your part in it was?
The commitment was to plant 1 million trees worldwide. And for my district here in Connecticut, I pledged to plant 500 trees. And I am glad to report that we planted 525 trees in District 23B.
Wow, that's a lot of trees in the state.
And worldwide, as of a couple of days ago, there were 9.7 million trees planted around the world.
Wow, that's 8.7 million over to President's Gull.
Yes, it was. Yes.
And that, you know, that's just an amazing thing, because, you know, and trees, you know, represent life, and I know that's what part of what he, the reasoning why he did that. And yes. Each president has a theme that comes in, and his theme was I believe this year, which he just, as a lion, he believes all things are possible because he's seen a lot. Being in China, he has seen a lot of you know, we have been predominant in that country as far as helping them with blindness issues and sight, low vision issues over there. And he's seen a lot of people through, you know, come through on surgery through Lions Clubs and get them what they need. And it just, he was a wonderful president. And
China is one of the fastest growing regions in the world as far as lionism is concerned.
Right. And as the president has a theme and a mission that he sets forth at the beginning of the year, and sets some goals. So does the district governor. You want to tell everybody what yours were and what your theme was for the year?
My personal theme was service from the heart, and that's what I try to do this year to everyone that I met, to be friendly and cooperative and be there when they needed me.
And you were, and I want to thank you for coming out in the beginning of the year when I called you, almost kind of last minute, but we didn't have a lot of planning because it was a small idea. It was the idea that, you know, was a short time before we did it, and the Winston Lions Club started a home run derby last year. We're going to be doing it August 11th this year. And when I called you, you did, and I appreciate you showing up and helping out with the opening ceremonies. And you really helped. You know, there was a lot of people from the public that weren't Lions that were just watching it, so they got to see a little bit about what we do. And I just thought that was, you know, nice of you to show up, because I mean, it was last minute and I wasn't expecting you to say yes, and you did, and I appreciate that. I appreciate you for that. So
you're welcome, and you are in my speech because my testimonial is tomorrow evening, and I'm mentioning the home run derby.
Oh, well, thank you. I mean, I didn't. Anyway, this is about you. So, your testimonial, which all district governors get at the end. I mean, it's the reason for that is everybody recognizes the amount of hours that you put in. And do you have like sort of a running total that you've kept all year as far as mileage or hours that you've put in? Or
I did not keep track of the hours. But I have put on my car almost 21,000 miles since last July.
21,000 miles, and that's a lot of miles. That's
yes, it is.
but you know, we have Lions Clubs all over this, you know, all over the district from Kent and New Milford and Canaan all the way out to your area, which is Windsor and Hartford and Marlborough, and you know, so you're coming from the Windsor area and you have to come up to Torrington, Kent, Litchfield, Colebrook, Winsted, Canaan, Barkhamsted, New Hartford. I mean, that's a lot of mileage, and sometimes you did that in the wintertime, actually this year you had a mild winter, and you didn't have to fight what last year's district governor had to fight with all the snow.
That's true. Yes,
you know, we just had that. We had that obstacle in the beginning around Halloween. So
October snowstorm.
Yep, and And that was, and I don't know if you had any anything scheduled during that time, but it was for me, it was a fun year as a Lion, starting the show and being able to report back to the cabinet. And I know, you know, we celebrated a year and back in March for the show on Community Access Television, and I had you on as a guest earlier.
Yeah.
If you want to tell everybody why you became a Lion?
I joined back in 1972 to give back a little bit of myself to the community, and that's basically why I joined.
Yeah, and that was the reason you joined your club back in 72. But is there any special moment that is kind of like, you know, stuck out as being a Lion, and you know, that one moment? I know, like, I have that, and everybody who's been on the show I've asked, and mine is has to do with Thanksgiving and handing out Thanksgiving Day baskets. Do you have a similar type of a story, or?
Not particularly, but during my year as governor, I received an email back in the fall from somebody in Arizona, Phoenix, Arizona, and she was representing a Lion. Robert Hartley was his name, from California, and he put together a signing doll for deaf children, and he wanted to have this particular doll, and he made approximately 300 of these dolls, and he wanted the Lions of the United States to present dolls at our local deaf school, which is the American School for the Deaf in West Hartford, Connecticut. And he mailed me the doll, and I presented it to the school on Valentine's Day, February 14th of 2012. And that was a special moment in my year.
Well, that's wonderful, and see, that's what I'm talking about. There's always something. I mean, there's so many opportunities out there, and there's so much that we do, and that had to be very special for the American School for the Deaf in West Hartford to receive that doll from that person. And it sounds like it was very special to you that you were able to present it. And those,
yes,
are some of the unique opportunities you've had as district governor. And Bob, if you can hang on a minute, I'm going to play a song by Jeff Pritchell and the Texas Flood, who's going to be coming to the Terryville Fair this summer with special guest Jay Giles from the Jay Giles Band, the ever popular Jay Giles back in the 80s. And so that's happening in August. And right now, you guys are going to hear a song, and we're going to just take a small break. Are you still there, Bob?
Tell me why I ain't been feeling right. Every time I wanna love you, you wanna fuss and fight. But baby, it's only the truth. Like an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth. Well, the time seems like forever since we've been apart. My whole world's upside down. You broke my aching heart. But baby, it's only the truth. Like an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth. I don't know what to do. You haven't got an explanation for the pain you put me through. Well, I guess you think it's funny. I think it's funny too, that only guys with money could wrap their arms around you. But baby, it's only the truth. And like an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth. You haven't got an explanation for the pain you put me through. Well, I guess you think it's funny. I think it's funny too, that only guys with money could wrap their arms around you. But baby, it's only the truth. Like an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth. Like an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth. Yes, like an eye for an eye, or a tooth for a tooth.
You're listening to WAPJ 89.9, 105.1 Torrington. I'm Pete from Lying Around, Connecticut. We had just, if you were listening before that song, we had Bob Cormier, the district governor, on the air. And he was my guest today, and we were talking about his commitment to Lions. And it's a special one when you get elected district governor. All the hours that you put in, you put in a lot of hours anyway serving. We all do it, and we all do it freely. And enjoy it. And Bob just, you know, he, when during his term as district governor and all the district governors, preceding him and that will, follow him, do put in a lot of time and hours. So it's a large commitment. And it's just something I think the general public should know about with Lions. And, that's why I had him on the, that's why I had him on the air. So I really I appreciate his service, and everybody from Lions thanks him. And in what's going on recently, we're gonna was it June 10th? Yes, June 10th is coming up this Sunday, and we have the Hartford Evening Lions Club first annual motorcycle poker run Sunday, June 10th. Start time 10 a.m. Start location New Britain High School, 110 Mill Street. Proceeds will benefit the Lionsville Vision Center and the Hartford Evening Lions Club Scholarship. Return back to New Britain High School at 2 p.m. for food and entertainment. Prizes will be awarded for best and worst hand, oldest and youngest rider. For more information, contact Lillian Lugel, event chairperson, at lillian.lugo, at yahoo.com. Also, on Sunday the 10th, actually the entire road race weekend, starting with the gallery on the green on all day Saturday, and then they usually have the black dance, if they're still doing that, I don't know. I don't have all the information. I'm doing this all by memory. The Lions Club has a booth in the center of the green, and I encourage everybody to go up there. The food is really good. The Litchfield Lions Club tirelessly spend the whole weekend there, and in an effort to not just raise funds but provide some good food for the public coming out there. So it's I've definitely eaten from that food booth, and it's they make a good hamburger. Get the one with the onions and peppers, and it's really good. So just say hello to the Litchfield Lions Club when you go up there, and tell them Pete said hello from Lying Around Connecticut. So that's that. I want to shout out to Justin Mohart. Justin Mohart is a Gilbert school baseball player. He was a senior this year at Gilbert, and in the Major League Draft this week, he got drafted by the Los Angeles Angels. And I just wanted to thank him and appreciate, because Justin actually came out to the congratulate him also, but thank him for last year. He came out and participated in the in our last year. It was our first annual home run derby. This year will be our second annual on August 11th. That'll be at Walker Field, the Winston Lions Club home run derby, and Justin won it last year. He popped 17 home runs, and he hit one, a towering one, over the parks department building, and in the front it says 385. So when you clear it over, I talked to somebody in the parks department, and he said it was at least a 405-foot shot. So that's he's got some power behind him, and that's one of the reasons why he's headed for the big time. So you never know in the next few years. Just pay attention to the California Angels. And the Los Angeles Angels. I'm sorry, I'm showing my age, because they used to be the California Angels, but they are the Los Angeles Angels. And Justin Mohart from Winston. So congratulations for making it to the major leagues. And I know he'll have fun getting there. So that's that. And also, what do we have? We have, I know I had another Taylorville Country Fair, which I featured a couple songs from today, Friday, August 24th, for 7:30 to 10:30 p.m. is Nashville Drive. Saturday, August 25th, the Redstone Ridge Bluegrass Band will be playing, and Jeff Pitchell and the Texas Flood, who I just featured, will have guest rock star and Rock and Roll Hall of Famer Jay Giles of the Jay Giles Band performing with them. So that'll be a fun time. That's Saturday, August 25th, 2012, at the Terryville Country Fair. And Sunday, they wrap it up with the Old Time Fiddlers Band, Reaching for the Stars Dancing School, and from 2:30 to 5:30, the Tire Barrier Fan, which I featured three songs from. And as you're as you're walking about Torrington, if you happen to be downtown and you run into this yellow box down there that's got a big Lions logo on it, if you've got extra glasses, deposit them. We collect eyeglasses all over, and that's one of the collection boxes that Torrington has. Winston has one downtown in front of their town hall, and there are many, many, many of them all around. And also, July 8th, Winston Lions Club Day will be at the Torrington Titans game, so please come out for that and ask any of the Winston Lions Club members. We're selling tickets for that. So it's been a good show today. I appreciate Bob as our guest coming on, and I just want to thank WAPJ sponsors, because without the sponsors of WAPJ, this show and none of the other shows would be possible. The IB and Zena H. Temkin Foundation, Torrington Ford Lincoln, serving the Torrington area for over 25 years. They're located at 1355 East Main Street and on the web at torringtonford.com. Torrington Savings Bank, offering banking services at 129 Main Street, 635 Main Street, 235 Dibble Street, and four other area locations. T&M Building Company, builders of homes in Torrington and throughout the region, on the web at tnm.com. Tosi Brothers Tires, located at 143 East Main Street in Torrington and on the web at tosibrothers.com, serving Litchfield County since 1924 with a selection of tires and offering tire service including rotation. No appointment necessary. 860-496-2080. Charlotte Hungerford Hospital in Torrington at 540 Litchfield Street, on the web at charlottehungerford.com. Nutmeg Conservatory for the Arts, located at 58 Main Street in Torrington, a private nonprofit classical ballet school with training programs for the talented and gifted students, on the web at nutmegconservatory.org. Dr. Avery Jenkins at the Center for Alternative Medicine, offering primary care chiropractic, acupuncture, and nutrition treatment for all of Litchfield County, on the web at www.averyjenkins.com. VNA Northwest Incorporated, 607 Bantam Road, Suite F, Bantam, Connecticut, providing home care and hospice to residents of Northwest Connecticut, on the web at vnanw.org. And finally, we'd like to thank Minuteman Press, located at 913 East Main Street here in Torrington, offering printing and design for innovations, postcards, business forms, marketing materials, and more. 860-496-7525 or on the web at www.minutemantorrington.com. And thank you for listening to our show. I'm Pete from Lying Around Connecticut. Now I'm going to switch you over to the other Pete at WWUH for the Morning Jazz Show.